Tandamin, yuhibbur rifqa. He likes this gentleness, he likes this softness, he likes this kindness. Fil amri kulli. In all matters, whatever the matter may be, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes gentleness, he likes kindness. So this is something that is beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's one of his qualities, and he likes it. And the other hadith we did yesterday, and Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, inna Allah rafiqun yuhibbur rifqa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is gentle, he's kind, he likes kindness. وَيُعْطِي عَلَى الرِّفْقِ مَا لَا يُعْطِي عَلَى الْعُنْفِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants and he gives due to kindness that which he does not give because of harshness and hard-heartedness. وَمَا لَا يُعْطِي عَلَى مَا سِوَاهُ. And he gives due to kindness much more than he gives for anything else. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes this quality of a person being gentle, being kind, being generous as far as his akhlaq is concerned. And we mentioned the incident of Sayyid Amr Rifai rahmatullah alayh, that one day a cat was sleeping on his shawl. It was cold also and he needed to use the shawl. But his akhlaq was such, the gentleness, the softness, the kindness was such. It was an expensive shawl. He could have moved the cat, woken the cat up and then taken his shawl. But gently, quietly, he cut around that piece where the cat was sleeping and he cut his shawl up. Expensive shawl. And he wore that piece, the other piece, and he let the cat sleep on one piece of the shawl. Later on, when the cat woke up, he took that piece and he sewed it up. So this was the akhlaq of the pious predecessor. Even an animal, they would take into cognizance. It doesn't mean that now we'll all have to be on that level, but I'm just showing you what kindness and akhlaq that they had. Hazrat Jimur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if the cat was sleeping in his place, then he wouldn't sleep on the bed that day, he'd go sleep somewhere else. Let that cat enjoy the bed, let that cat enjoy my place, doesn't matter, I won't disturb its sleep. This was the type of love he had even for the animals. Today's hadith, وَعَنْهَا أَنَّ النَّبِيَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ قَالَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ إِنَّ الرِّفْقَ لَا يَكُنْ فِي شَيْءٍ إِلَّا زَانَهُ. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that the gentleness and kindness is not found in anything except that it beautifies it. Whatever it is, if it's kind, if it's kindness found in it, gentleness, it just beautifies it. It can be a person that's very handsome, very good looking, or a woman also that's very good looking. But take out or have this gentleness in her and this kindness in her, it will just increase her beauty. It will just increase this person's beauty, his gentleness, his kindness will just make him more appealing. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, وَلَا يُنْزَعُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا شَانَهُ. This quality of kindness is not taken out from anything except that it spoils it. The most good-looking woman, the most good-looking child also, the most beautiful baby, but the child doesn't have good akhlaq, good speech, swearing all the time, or bad, foul-mouthed that woman is, very harsh-hearted, then automatically that beauty goes away, the splendor goes. Same with a man, he can have the best looks, and outwardly he can have everything that you desire, but he's harsh-hearted, foul-mouthed, automatically it takes away that beauty from him, and it spoils him. This is what the hadith is saying, it is not removed from anything except that it spoils it. He was a great alim of our time, Shah Abdul Rahim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, very great Ali. Once he was going for Jumu'ah Salah, so he had taken a bath, he had worn new clothes. Now in India, we know that when they have the monsoon rains, then the floor gets very, very muddy, extremely muddy. So sometimes what they have is a footpath, like a piece of plank that is put. So a person uses that plank and he walks across those muddy areas. So one day now when he was going for Jumu'ah Salah, and he used to be the Imam also, so as he's walking on the footpath, there was a dog that was coming from the other side. So now he is telling the dog, these pious people, how they talk, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. But this is the maqam, it's not something that we should try and achieve. But this is the hal, but it gives us a lesson, a message, some moral, something we can learn from the story. So he tells the dog that step out one side. In other words, go into the mud, because if I have to step into the mud, then my clothes will get messed up. And I've got the jumas, etc. to perform. So the dog replies to him that what makes you better than me? What makes you better than me that I should step out? So then he replied that I've got an obligation to perform. I got the khutbah to perform. I got the Jummah Salah to perform. You got no fara'is to perform. So because I got the fara'is, therefore it is not necessary for me to stay clean. If I'm going to jump in here, I'm going to get messed. I'll have to wash again and I have to clean again, etc. So the dog replied that if what you are saying is due to pride, that you're better than me or you have to contest, if you're saying what you're saying due to pride, then the waters of the seven oceans won't be able to clean you up. So when he heard this reply, he was overwhelmed. He became maghloob. He became overwhelmed. What an answer this animal had come, and immediately he jumped into the mud. He got messy, allowed the dog to go. He quickly went back home and he washed and he cleaned up and he came back. Later on it was told to him that all that ilm that Allah Pak had given you was due to the kindness that you had shown this animal. Because of that akhlaq and that kindness you had shown, Allah subhanAllah had granted you ilm. So sometimes we don't realize that just being showing akhlaq, showing kindness, Allah subhanAllah is giving something. This hadith said, Allah gives you for kindness what He doesn't give for anything else. Allah Pak had blessed him with ilm because of that kindness and that akhlaq that he had shown. So this is what we have to bring in our lives. Sometimes, very often, we are tempted to debate and get into debates and get heated up. But this is not the akhlaq. Hazrat Qari Tayyib Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, once he was in Bombay, so one person started engaging him, like a debate type of a thing. And our buzurgs never liked these debates. This wasn't something that they enjoyed. People, if you go and you meet with people, nobody wants to ask, what is the faraz of wuzu? How do we make wuzu? What is the sunnah of wuzu? What is the faraz of namaz? Because these things are not very exciting. Everyone knows it. There's no chance for debating. But when it comes to other things, controversial things, people like to talk about it. It creates a debate. Everyone alone is entertained. So now he went to one place, now one person started a debate. So the person asked him one question. And the question was, he could make out already that this person wanted to engage in something. He's talking something controversial. So very nicely he said that answer to the question that you're asking is found in this kitab and is found in that kitab. So if you check it up, you'll find the answers to this question in this kitab. Baqi, he says after that, if you are trying to engage me in a debate, then may is fun ka waqif nahi hai. He said that I'm not waqif, I haven't learned, I haven't studied the fun, I haven't studied this cause of debating, so I don't know how to debate. So if you want to debate, then I don't know, but if you want the answer to your questions, you'll find it in these kitabs. Finish, it was the end of the topic. So this was the akhlaq of our buzurgs, the kindness, that they never wanted to get anything. The debate was controversial, that's going to cause a fight. If they could even foresee it a little bit, immediately they would try to cut it off. May Allah subhanahu also give us that type of akhlaq. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.